Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Every day I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you tuning in and listening, and I'm so excited. I have a guest today, and she's been with me before, and an amazing person, amazing talent. Austin Wells will be with us here shortly, and we'll be talking about her life and what's going on with her and all those kind of things, okay? So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll get Austin on here with us. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can do so by calling us at 347-327-9316. Again, the call number is 347-327-9316, and we'll try to get you on air with her, all right? Let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father and Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. those big things and those little things, and we appreciate all things that you bring us through, and we appreciate that so much. And Father, Mother God, right now, I pray for Austin as she gets ready to come forth, and that you would just bless her and give her the words that she wants to say to us today, and just bless her life. Father, Mother God, I pray for the listeners right now. I ask that you would just bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that you would just meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever needs they have. Lord, I just pray that you would just touch them. Surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's go ahead and get Austin on here with me. And she's right here. Hi, Austin.
Hello.
It's good to have you back. So.
Aw, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. I guess it is. I haven't talked to you since the new year started. So we're starting a brand new year, of opportunities and some really awesome things. So hopefully those are going to manifest for all of us in the year ahead. So
absolutely.
In case of, if we have, because we might have some new listeners, could you just tell us a little bit about you, who you are and what you're about and all that stuff?
Absolutely. I am a spiritual medium and what I like to call myself a soul gardener, because I love my work as a medium, but as
right.
I started connecting with spirit, and became aware of the people that were sitting across from me and their ancestor lines, the beliefs that are held within the family and the place where they get stuck became really clear to me. So I needed more tools. And so I added indigenous medicine practices and grief therapy and a whole bunch of different modalities to be able to help people beyond the spirit communication to uplink themselves to their own soul so they're empowered all the way around.
Right. Yeah. Because I was gonna ask you what a soul gardener was, so you explained that for us. So I took that out of my questions that I had for you. But that's okay. So life does continue on, and I think a lot of times, we forget that. I think a lot of us get stuck in that grieving period. And for those people that might be stuck, what would your advice be for those people? Sometimes we just get stuck in that grief.
Well, and let's expand grief too, because grief isn't just when a person passes. Anytime there is a transition and there is a shift and a change, there is a sense of grief. So it can be a relationship shift, a job change, a move. Even if it's something that a person's looking forward to, it's still. And I think looking at it from an energetic standpoint, you essentially, if you think of yourself like an octopus, you have these tentacles that you connect to your surroundings. So no matter where if you've ever lifted a starfish off of a reef, it kind of is grabbing for something to hold on to, and it takes it a while once you place it in a new space to have the trust to put the suction cups back down and connect. So it's part of the beauty of the grieving process in any way is allowing yourself to honor what has been and then notice that you're transitioning and get to a place where you can say, okay, I'm ready to attach to this new moment.
Right. Because I think for a lot of us, we're in a period of change, period of transformation. And I know I have been, I've been out of work for a while now and grieving what was, but ready for what's ahead, and I think that we have to, find that happy medium in life where we know that Spirit's going to lead us forward no matter what's going on in our lives.
Well, if you need a happy medium, you're talking to the right person.
I know, you're a happy medium.
I'm a darn happy medium, But I agree with you. There's a quote that I found recently that my grandmother had, that since you are so beautifully mindful,
And I always thank you for this, Michael, how you open the show with such reverence and in such a place of honoring spirit and connecting us in prayer. There was this quote that I ran across, and if I can just share it with you, I think it speaks to a lot of exactly what we're talking about. Is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The greatest illusion is that we are separate from God. Believing this, we think that we are the doer and we fall victim to the circumstances of life. The eternal self is not interested in smoothing out earthly problems, but presents difficult and painful opportunities to stimulate the process of cleaning and harmonizing. God has given us free choice to express either limitations or divinity. The unquenchable yearning and the incessant longing to be with God emanates from that eternal self. This longing leads you step by step through the process of freeing yourself from illusions. This is done by making you recognize that you are desperately alone and abandoned. These feelings are the greatest gift from God, who is just behind them, waiting for you to break through with your desire. And when you are nearly overcome, God comes to you on the energy created by the intensity of your longing.
Right. I agree. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Isn't that gorgeous?
And,
yeah. It's. I apologize. I don't have the exact person who wrote it, because it was something my grandmother gave me. But what I love about it is it celebrates that solitary time, because I really think we have to have that phrase that they always talk about, you know, I looked at the sand and there was only one set of footprints and it was because I was carrying
right.
you. I think we have to have that sense of disconnect to really individualize and to realize that we are absolutely responsible for whether we're happy or unhappy in our life, and the circumstances are always going to alter, but that core that we get, that place of peace within, can always be cultivated, and no matter what, you know, it's the eye of the storm.
Right. Helping us through those little bumps in the road that we all hit every once in a while, you know, just, you know, because I know with my own life, you know, there has always been this sense of something bigger than me. I've always known that ever since I've been on planet Earth. I've always known that there was something bigger than me. But I also learned that thing that was always with me was inside of me. It's a part of me. You know, it's not, you know, and I think that's where we get hung up sometimes. We think that it's separate than us. And does that make sense?
Yes, oh, absolutely. And when you're talking, Michael, what's interesting is you're acknowledging the two parts of you. Because we have, like, the thinker and the doer, right? And the doer is the part that is the, you know, our ego can kind of be attached to that and what we do, and then we're cool because we do that. But the thinker, we either can go with our own mind or we can use the capital M of mind and be inspired and be in service. And I think, you know, when going back to your original question, which I did remember, by the way, about what to do when people get stuck, first of all, is a mental issue, because nothing energetically ever stays still. So the first thing that happens when a person's stuck is you have to go to where is the brain stuck, and then honestly, it's as simple as doing one behavior differently. Just moving something in a slightly different direction and changing the pattern, and sometimes just that little shift. Even if it's doing something that seems absolutely off course, like if you're stressing about money or you're stressing about, God, when am I going to get that job? Doing something creative or getting out of Dodge or doing something that just allows there to be a little bit of, like, wind between you and the issue, it just shifts beautifully.
Because I think a lot of times we think the issue is bigger than the spirit within us, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know. But our minds want us to think, you know, that there's, you know, no hope, you know, nothing going on. And so we just have to, like you said, you know, we just have to shift that and go into a different place. You know, it's one thing I appreciate Spirit so much of helping me learn how to do that. You know, just always knowing that there, you know, even if it looks dark at the moment, there is light at the end of the tunnel and things do get better for us, so.
Michael, do you mind if I bring in some stuff for you? So since you always gift other people with graciousness and love and all that stuff.
You're the guest, so go ahead.
Well, it's your show.
I
feel as if you're at this magnificent doorway of change for you, in the sense that you've been kind of playing it safe for a while. You're clearly called to be of service. I mean, clearly. That's like you've got yodelers on all the mountaintops telling you that one. But I feel like you've got one foot in the conventional world of, like, I've got to do that in order to do this. And I feel like you've almost got this beautiful opportunity to just dive in. Like, it's leap of faith time.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I would agree. Yeah. Makes sense, perfect sense, actually, yeah.
Because your light shines so bright, but if you put yourself in a place where you have to do something, anytime you have to do something, I mean, you're already starting on the wrong path, you know? And
right. There's
got to be a way. I mean, you're beautiful with people. You have such a love of healing and helping that even if it's not, you know, whatever it is that you've been doing, it seems to me that there might just be an opportunity that would come up that feels kind of out of left field, but I would entertain even going in a slightly different direction just to try on a different jacket to see how it feels.
Right. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because there's such an... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, because there's such a different feeling to this year for me.
Right.
2014, I don't know if it's just because it's an even year, but this year to me felt like we started with both feet on the ground. Last year felt like there was one foot on the ground and we were like trying to zip up a boot and we're holding the other one up in the air. That's how last year felt to me. I felt like I'm not quite ready for it yet. And I felt like there was a lot of unfinished business and a whole bunch of, like, you've got to take responsibility for this stuff. But this year feels different to me. This year feels like, okay, you're the dreamer. What's the dream? And let's just start going. So it has a different feeling of potential manifestation.
Yeah, definitely. I agree totally on that. You know, I felt it as we left, you know, last year, you know, in December, you know, I was feeling a big shift in. You know, I think it's up to us to find out where we work best in you know, the new energies that are moving us forward. Because we can manifest anything that we really want and believe in. So we got to be really careful. Because I feel like that, you know, whatever you're thinking about, you're going to draw right to you. And so you're going to have to be really careful.
Well, it's just, I've never seen... Like, yeah, last year I was really blown away with my clients and, like, how much people were getting caught for stuff that they thought they were getting away with. Or it's just, like, being responsible for your actions hit, like, a completely different level of visibility. And I found... I mean, it was like one of those years I was thinking, God, thank God I am in absolute integrity in my life. Thank God there's nothing that I've got that's, like, not known. Because people that have stuff in their back pocket, holy cow, they were getting pickpocketed left and right.
Right. Yeah, it was the year of revealing stuff. I totally agree. Anything exciting going on with you that you want to share with us? Any new things coming up?
Always. Absolutely. So I've kind of switched my energy equally this year to focus on teaching and doing larger events, I suppose. I love my personal client work. It just makes my heart sing. But I've been doing mediumship intensives once a month because I have a lot of people that I know that are either interested in developing their own abilities or they just want to get in contact with their loved ones. I have that from clients to colleagues that I have that are beginning the path of mediumship for themselves. So I'm teaching those classes once a month, and they're so incredibly gratifying. to see. What I love about them is that occasionally in the classes, there'll be somebody that doesn't know anything about it. And this last class that I had people write down what their initial fear was up front. And I immediately picked one of the people who was brand new, and within, like, the first couple of things out of her mouth were so dead on that it was just such a great example of that, just the trust and the surrender is all spirit needs. They just need you to give them your trust, and they can work right. wonders. So I'm doing that. I'm exploring the tarot again, which is an old pal of mine. I'm teaching the major arcana and really going card by card and honoring the values of it, but looking at it from the perspective of what does it teach us about our own personal evolution. Not so, I mean, there's definitely the divination part of it. And then I'm very excited about a conference I'm doing this year in June, which is the Afterlife Awareness Conference, and it's June 5th through the 8th in Portland, Oregon. And it's a combination of, there are three different tracks to it to explore the afterlife. There's grief, there's mediumship, and then there's scientific or mediumship / spiritual exploration. And it's Evan Alexander will be there, Raymond Moody, other mediums that are joining me are Suzanne Northrup, Hollister Rand, and it's just going to be this really cool thing. And I'm teaching a pre-workshop of that. Called Building Bridges to Your Loved Ones in Spirit, which is somewhat following this paradigm about helping people figure out how to connect to spirit themselves.
Right. Cause, you know, I
believe
that.
There's a couple of other things, but I'll stay with that.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, I believe that we all can communicate with our loved ones on the other side. You know, we just need to learn how to do that and how to be open to that, you know, so... yeah,
absolutely.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. Who knows, maybe I can come to Oregon. So.
Oh, I'd love it if you did. I would absolutely love it if you did. It's a tremendous experience. Suzanne Northrup is going to do something kind of interesting on the Saturday night of the event. She is going to be doing there's a gentleman whose name is Gary Schwartz, and Gary is a professor of psychology, neurology, and psychiatry at University of Arizona, and he did a whole bunch of afterlife awareness experiments with John Edward, with Suzanne Northrup, and a bunch of them years ago. And he and Suzanne are actually going to do a mediumship demonstration / scientific experiment in front of the audience on Saturday night, so I'm kind of fascinated to see what that's going to be.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that would be interesting to see what that's gonna, how that's gonna pan out and work. So that's gonna be cool. Be awesome. How do we get hold of you if anybody wants to get hold of you? How do we get hold of you?
Okay, my website is austinwells.com. So that's A as in apple, AustinWells.com. And you can reach me that way. You can reach me by email, which is austinwells@gmail.com as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just felt like somebody was out there waiting, like, what is her website? So I was like, I think we better give that. Because my spirit guide was funny, and he kept holding up www, and I was like, okay, I get it. What's that for a website? So that was very interesting.
And I think it's also really lovely, Michael, how you work with your guides too, because it's funny when you're in multiple dimensions at the same time, which I think you know very well. It's somewhat of a comical experience because I think it's interesting, like, how capable we are of multitasking once you realize that you're in different places at the same time. But I agree with you.
Right.
I'll be like mid-sentence, and all of a sudden I get a correction. I'm like, excuse me for a moment. I'm having a sidebar.
Yeah. Right. And with me, the deeper I go into spirit, you know, the more that happens. You know, I always tell people it feels like at times when I'm doing my work and stuff that I go into like a little trance that I'm not even aware of, you know, and I just go into that and spirit just speaks through me, and I appreciate it so much for the opportunity to help people. You know, I just find it an honor to do that, and I'm sure you feel the same way, you know, that we are very thankful for the clients that we have and being able to help people.
Absolutely. I was talking to a friend of mine in New York where it's very cold today.
Right.
And I was talking to him about kind of, because he and I hadn't talked to each other in probably kind of 10 or some odd years. And I was just saying to him, like, how incredibly content and happy I am. Because
right.
it's the first time in my life, I think I felt like everything that I've ever been piece and parcel has all come together, and I'm solidly speaking just from my soul.
Right.
And it's
awesome.
A completely different, because you know what it's like when you've got like part of your life working and then the rest of it just hasn't quite synced up yet. It's such
right.
an incredible place. But I'm also very grateful because having had the journey of being kind of dissipated and in many different directions, I can really speak and honor people when they come to me that feel like they're scattered, because I completely know what that feeling is. And I think it's
right.
part of the reason why healers find themselves sometimes later in life, or because you kind of need a little bit of a backstory to draw on before you jump into helping other people.
Right.
So
yeah,
think of
definitely.
It this way, Michael. Michael, just think of it this way. You're working on your backstory right now, so you'll be even that much more potent of a healer.
Right. Yep. Definitely. I know. So we got several people that would like to talk to you if you want to take some calls. They've been patiently waiting for you. Hopefully patiently waiting for you. And would you like to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go ahead and get them on. Do you need anything from them while we bring them on? Like their birthday or anything like that, or just their name?
No. Their name is really nice.
Okay, yeah. It's better than saying, "Hey, you." So let's get. So when you get on air with Austin, could you please say your name, and let's start with 978. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Austin.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question. I'm often told that I'm going to move this year because of a love relationship, and I want to know if you saw that. First of all, and if you do, if you could tell me about the setting of the place.
Interesting. What is your name, please?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. Really nice to meet
Hi.
You virtually.
Same here.
Okay, let me make a little link with you first. Kathleen, do you have a little white dog?
No, I used to have one, but Benji passed.
Okay, so I just want to let you know straight up, I've got your little white dog popping in, and I just want to say that this is it's really loving, it's very loving and energetic, and I want to say, did it have a little bit of, was its breath kind of stinky sometimes?
I didn't notice.
It's so sweet because it looks like I'm drawn to its mouth, so I don't know if it had. Like its teeth were a little different or something, but it's like I feel like this little bundle, it's like a bundle of joy. Like it just needs to be around you. So just know that that dog is coming in. So that's Spirit's way of letting me know that I'm linking with you.
Okay.
I love the visual. I want to start with this. I love the visualization, Kathleen, that you've done in creating this relationship. Okay. So first and foremost, well done you. Because
what do you mean
go
creating
into,
this? The
yeah,
relationship
because,
I'm in?
Well, I want to talk about, because your question was, am I going to be moving and is it for a relationship? Am I correct in that?
Yeah, but I want to know about the setting, too, like country, what you saw.
Okay.
Because this is all news
okay.
to me. All these psychics have been telling me this.
Okay. Well, you know, I think I understand Kathleen, have you been married before?
Yes.
Okay, and have you been married? Have you been married once and almost got married twice?
I got married a second time, but I had it annulled.
Okay, all right, because both of the gentlemen are showing up in your energy field, so I just want to make sure that I'm on target with this. You know, the one thing I can see with your energy, you're focusing on your love relationship. So what I want to reiterate is I love the fact that you're creating, because I want to instill in you that you're the one that co-creates your experience. So I love the fact that you're putting the energy and attention into a love life for yourself, because it's the first part of your energy field, minus your cute little dog, that I'm drawn to. And so I'm going to backstory just for a second. I hope you don't mind. I want to appreciate the fact that you've worked on your communication. I want to appreciate the fact that you have learned how to listen, because you have a very bold personality and you're very opinionated. And you're very opinionated. And you need somebody who, like, can keep up with you. And it's a compliment. So you bring a lot to the table. So just the average Joe is not going to work for you. You're very much of a beautiful puzzle piece that needs the right match in order to sync with you. Was one of your husbands very tall?
Yes.
Okay. Was he the first husband, not the annulment?
He was my first husband I had children with. I was married 15 years.
Okay. Because he's the relationship that I'm getting that you really worked on. And you did such a beautiful job in being a great mom there and trying to make him happy. But I think that, you know, the beauty of it is you lost yourself a little bit so you could find yourself. So to me, you're the best software version you've been of yourself ever right now. So that's why I'm saying, well done, you, because now law of attraction-wise, you can attract a completely different playmate than you would have before because you've done your personal work. So as a medium, I need to talk to you spiritually first and foremost before circumstance to say thank you for taking on your karma and your soul pieces and working that so well. So well done. You know, there's a part of you, I don't know about the move thing, because there's a part of you that's kind of happy where you are. Because when I go to moving you, you're kind of like, yeah, but do I have to? So are you really up for moving?
I'd like to move in with this person and get out of housing.
Okay. Let me reframe it then. I thought when you said moving, you meant like moving city, moving state, moving. Not just moving your personal location.
Okay, I didn't hear you because I'm on a cell phone and it's not the greatest. You thought I meant what?
I thought what you were saying was that you were talking about like moving out of your state or moving across the country.
No, it'd be the same state with a relationship.
Okay, because when I was going into that, I'm like, you don't want to move. Like, you're so happy in that community, maybe not in that particular community, but you're not going to leave. Like, you love that area. You're rooted there, so you need somebody that's around you. I think you deserve it, and I can see where the psychics are going with it or the ones that you've gone to. I can see where they're there. And also know that when an intuitive reads future, they're helping to create a destiny line. So what I appreciate is that they're helping you see something, but that's why I wanted to go back to your energy field to make sure that you're in alignment with it. It isn't just something you've been told and you're like, oh, I guess that's going to happen.
No, it's something I'd really like.
Okay, I can see that now, so thank you for that. Where it is right now, it just feels kind of muddy. I don't know how else to explain it. It feels a little dark. It feels like it's not as green as would be really helpful for you because you're inspired by nature. You're inspired by that kind of vista. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see water around it or behind it?
What I see is where this area would be or where this person would be is I'm drawn to
where you live, are you kind of like in a taller building?
Am I?
Yes.
No.
Okay,
no,
then let me go to what I'm seeing, because I had to make sure, I didn't know if I was seeing where you are, if I'm seeing where you're going.
There must be some walkway that goes by water near where you are, or there's a
where,
place that's near water.
Okay, in the new place.
Yeah, because
so
it looks like there's a jog path that's cement that goes by water. I feel like it's near, like, a shipyard, or there's commercial vessels or ship, there's some kind of commercial shipping that is to the right of it, out a little bit. And there's some sort of mountain area, if I look. So I'm kind of doing a 360 of the area to kind of see what it looks like. So there's somewhat mountains nearby, not huge, but we're not talking about like huge mountains, but they're lower mountains that I just want to notice. But not so much, so the visioning that particular place is great, but also the person I really think is a little bit more important than the actual location. Are you joining clubs, or are you getting out and doing some kind of community activity?
No.
Don't you like dancing?
Love it.
Okay. Can you just do me a favor? Because what I would really like is this person to, like, dig what you dig. So can you just do me a favor and start this whole process? Now, I don't want you to pick a dance place that happens to be near a commercial yard that's by the water. I want you to just find the place that feels right, because I promise you it'll lead you exactly where you need to go. I want you to take, what if you're looking to a dance class or something like that, and see if you'll find the right partner. See the beauty of it?
It's, you know, this phone is not the best, but you're saying I would move, and I love dancing, and that I should try to get this individual into liking the same thing as me, dancing.
What I'm saying is, don't base everything on that person first. I want you to do something you love, because you want to meet somebody doing something you love. You love dancing. So what if you were to take a class, like a community college class or some kind of community?
Oh, I've already taken ballroom dancing.
Okay, well, keep going. Because the feeling I get is I keep getting drawn into it's somebody in that world.
So you don't think it's the person I'm talking about?
One of the things integrity-wise that I'm very careful about is I will never tell somebody if somebody's good or bad for them, because you're the only one that can understand that. I'm going off the question that you asked, and I'm being very specific to honor you. And that is, you were talking about, should I move to this place and you know, as far as relationship goes. I would hope that he likes to dance.
He's a singer. He sings.
Okay. Is there a big band thing with him?
Is there a what? A big
is
band
a,
what?
Is there a big band thing with him, or a jazz band thing
no,
with him?
No, it's mostly him and his brother and some other guys. And, you know, he sings like Elvis songs and, you know, he has that type of voice.
Okay, that sounds really fun. And it's, do you see what I mean? Because it's like all in that creative pocket. That feels,
yeah.
It feels lovely.
Now, this gentleman just lost his wife in September. And I'm giving you heads up on that to see if it is the right man for me.
Again, I can't say whether it's the right man for you, but I can feel in your energy field that you're very charmed by him.
Yes.
However, in the grieving process, I would establish the link with him, like as somebody that he can trust, because that's a very precarious experience depending on what their relationship was. If you want it to be long-term, it's worth cultivating the relationship before diving in.
Right. No, it's a strong friendship right now.
Okay. Yeah, because that's, I mean, at the end of the day,
you know this from being married, that's what you have. So if you're building that and creating that, there'll be the right moment for it to transition. But it feels, I like the fact he's a little shy. I like his creativity. It's funny that he's a little shy because when he gets on stage, it's not a problem, but he's shy up front. And I always find that somewhat appealing in people.
Would you say he's shy?
Mm-hmm. Up front.
Yeah, initially, yeah.
Yeah, and
but
it's surprising.
Do you see a move for me then? Is that a yes? By the summer?
You know, as far as that goes, again, the one thing I would just be mindful of is because if somebody tells you, this is the problem with divination, if somebody says, oh, by June you're going to move, you may make completely different decisions just because somebody's picking up the energy of something.
Well, it just makes sense because his house is on the market and he's looking for another house.
If it makes sense, but again, I think that it's okay to allow him to set up his own space first. You're already in because of the relationship. I would let him have his own space and then you'd be invited in instead of you start it right away. Just because I just feel with him, he needs to feel like he's in control right now because when you lose somebody, it will make you feel out of control.
Yeah.
And I think you honoring her almost as if, not like she's a third, but she's so much part of his fabric, no matter what their relationship was, that, you know, just making sure, because it's really honoring yourself at the same time, too.
Right. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Does that help a little bit, Kathleen?
Yes, it does, and I thank you for the reading.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I thank you
very
much. You're going to go back to the archives and listen to it later.
Okay.
All right, thank you both.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too.
All right, that was awesome. So, let's go ahead and, I know, she had really good energy, and she had a really nice spirit.
Yeah. Well, because you know what I'm talking about divination stuff, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because it's something that it's a curiosity to me with readers, and I really since we have people listening to this, you know, when somebody tells you that somebody either is right for you or wrong for you, that's their opinion. It's not your soul. And I sometimes, you know, having done shamanic work, that's almost like cursing someone, honestly. And I think you have to be with somebody that is giving you options for your future, not telling you what's going to happen in your own life, because that just never feels right to me. You know, you can say a person has all these qualities and it seems like it'd be a nice fit, but for somebody to say, oh, definitely, you're going to do that, that's their ego. That's not caregiving the client, I don't think.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You know, as a reader, what I try to do is say, okay, this is what I see, you know, a possibility. You know, I never say, hey, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You know, and the other thing that I find very interesting, Austin, is a lot of time timelines. You know, people are always asking timelines, and timelines can be very tricky. Yeah. Because there's so many variables in life.
Well, it's not only that, but when you can have somebody that will very succinctly read a timeline. However, the minute there's a different decision, that whole work thing and that whole moment in time has a shift to it. And circumstances can change it. Plus the intersection of the other person's energy also can add variables to it. So it's not a scapegoat. It's just saying... Yeah. Reading the future, it should be more of a visionary experience. Like you should feel expanded and empowered, not limited. Right. And like by next Thursday, it has to happen, because then you're going to start feeling like, well, it's Thursday and nothing happened. Like, what's wrong with me? So then it like has a whole negative reverb on people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to check in because I respect the work that you do. So. Anyway.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I had a friend that actually, don't know how it happened, but he went to a psychic and went to three different people, and they all were saying that he should sell his house and move. And I was saying, I don't see that. You know, I would be very careful with that. And you know, he didn't understand why that happened. And long story short, he sold his house, but they didn't move. The opportunity, you know, wasn't there. And I was telling him, I said, I don't know why they're, you know, seeing this, because I'm not seeing this, you know. And, you know, he sold a house and then was very disappointed that, you know, it didn't work out. And that's what we're saying, you know, be really careful, because, you know, we're just picking up what we're picking up at the moment.
Well, there's a gal that I know who actually supports people who get addicted to psychics. And unfortunately, there's some out there that have very bad integrity, and they will completely take advantage of the situation, and they will say, "Oh yeah, he's going to work out," knowing full well that he's not. And it's just it drives me crazy, because you know that the integrity piece is the most important part, but we're not. Yeah. We're not there to tell you what to do with your life. We're there to help you make the best empowered decision and to listen to yourself, really, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's why I started a long time ago, you know, because I, you know, was having friends go to the so-called, you know, psychics out there that, you know, were just saying what, you know, you want to hear, and not telling you the truth all the time, and adding on things and stuff like that. And, you know, the one thing that I take pride in is that the integrity that I, you know, stand for, and just listening to spirit and just trusting spirit to lead me in the right direction. So.
Yeah. And that's exactly the right thing. I mean, if you're going to trust anybody, trust spirit.
Yeah, trust spirit. I think we might have time to, get another call in here really quick, and so we're running down on time. Time flies away with us when we're having fun. So let's go ahead with 252. You're on air with us. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
How can we help?
Okay, this should be real short, but what do you see? Do you see anybody new come into my life?
What is your name, please?
Kima.
Hi, Kima. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Do you have a daughter, Kima?
Yeah.
The first thing I'm drawn to is your daughter. I just want to say she's a very special girl, and I want to say she has an incredible link to you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she has such needs for you, and I think she's teaching you a lot about yourself. But she's got such a beautiful sense of innocence to her, and I really appreciate the fact that you nurture her, because her needs are just a little bit bigger sometimes, and she doesn't always talk about what's going on with her. So I just want to say well done you for being a mom there. And do you also have a son?
Yeah, I have a son too.
Okay. And your son, like, you can't grab him. Like, he's all over the place, right?
Oh, yes, he's special too in his own right.
Yeah. So, so who's the guy with the big grin then, Kima?
I don't know. Who is it?
Okay, there's a gentleman that I'm visiting around you, and I don't believe... there's a J-name gentleman who's around you. Who is that? Is there a Jackson or a J?
I guess it's this guy I know. I don't know, this guy up the street from me.
Okay. Okay. Does he have a big grin?
I don't know. I've not really paid no attention to him. I've not seen him, I only seen him a couple of times. I really don't socialize with him like that.
Well,
you know?
one of the things that I want to say about you and attraction, Kima, is the fact that you have to have somebody that makes you laugh. You've got like a wicked sense of humor. Like, it's like hilarious. Like, you would roll me. If you and I hung out, you would roll me.
Because you've got this way of like saying things about people, and then that it's like under the breath, and you're like, oh, no, you didn't. And so you're like amazing that way. I just want to say, and the thing is that you've had a tendency of attracting these guys that are super serious and kind of pissy. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
And like, what's the deal with that? Because that doesn't vibe with your awesomeness, right? So first and foremost, you need somebody who, like, gets the fact that they have to, like, treat you like a queen, because that's exactly what you deserve. You work really hard, and you kind of like it when people treat you well. And I just feel like there's a little deficit in what you've been attracting before. So part of that has to deal with some men in the family of your own family that you're kind of muddling through and figuring out lessons with and stuff like that. And you have a brother. You have two brothers?
I have one brother.
Okay.
I have one brother and one sister.
Okay. Would you understand me picking up on your sister as kind of having male energy because she's kind of tough on the outside?
She's definitely, we've been accused of being lesbians, yes, ma'am. So, I know, because we really have that, we have that, I call it versatile energy, because I don't know what else to say. So, but we're, I think we're, I don't know about her, but I'm heterosexual. So, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to say that. But I know I've gone through that too, been called a lesbian a lot, because I have I have both sides to me too, but okay, go ahead.
No, you're doing perfect, because what I was picking up about your sister is she's got kind of a tough energy sometimes, at least the outside of it is. So when I go into your energy field, to me, you've got two brothers. God love your sister, but her energy is like that strong that I feel like, there's two of them. Like, so, and I wouldn't want to like cross her. Like, she would be very serious if you did something she didn't like. So I'm going to be happy that I'm on the phone and I'm not like crossing her. but I also want to say that, you have expectations in relationships that the relationship is going to upscale things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might, because you're focused a little bit on, like, getting to a higher level in your life, you might be kind of looking to people's what they have around them instead of who they are as a person. And I think you can get both.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what side of the fence you choose to jump on.
Right.
But I think that first and foremost, you need somebody, honey, who is empathetic, sweet, and who just thinks you're the bee's knees.
Okay.
And I would love you to draw that kind of person to you, just because you have there's an energy in with you that feels like you just need some recharge. And so as far as relationships go, future. Who's the hairdresser friend that you have?
I know who you're talking about.
Does she have an L name?
What is her name? Daphne.
Okay.
If you're talking about her.
I think so. She's kind of sassy, kind of fun.
Yeah, she's real. She's a party girl. Party all day, party all night type of person.
Okay. Do you like her?
Yeah, I think she's all right. Why?
Okay. Well, not that way. I'm just.
No. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why? There's problems, right? I don't.
Not problems. But I just feel like I want you to like hang out with people that are socializing with a bunch, like a mix of people, to kind of switch your options. Because
you kind of like
to do the same thing over and over again. And you're probably not going to meet a whole bunch of new if you keep doing the same. So I'm just wondering if maybe you can switch it up a little bit, maybe hang out with her, maybe do something. Hey, it's the Super Bowl weekend, so go to a party or something.
All right. Well, I'll ask her out. Well, I'll talk to her next time. I'm supposed to be seeing her in a couple of days anyway because I want my kids here again. So, yeah, I ask her. She'll take me out somewhere.
Yeah, see, and then just, but what I would do is I would start saying yes to offers because I feel like you've been saying kind of no a little bit. But the guy, the energy of the relationship that you want, wherever it falls, is somebody who is on your team, kind of like a cheerleader, not somebody who's going to make you feel less than, because I don't want you to have to feel like you have to defend yourself anymore, because that feels like that's the pattern you've been doing for a while, and you might just be a little tired that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so shift it up and go to a Super Bowl party.
All right. I'll give her a call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right.
God bless.
You so welcome. Right. God bless you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, we're out of time, actually. We're running really down on time. So, hey, Austin, it was nice having you back with me, and we'll have you back in the future sometime. So, you take care of yourself and enjoy the Super Bowl weekend ahead. So,
I will, Michael. Thanks so much. You have a wonderful day yourself. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Your website one more time before we let you go. Your website.
Oh, sure. It's austinwells.com. So that's AustinWells.com.
All right. Thank you, Austin. You have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, it was awesome having Austin back with us, and I appreciate her energy. And she just has really beautiful energy and a beautiful spirit. So really glad that she was able to be with us again. You be you, and I'll be me, and together we will get there. We'll be on air probably sometime either tomorrow or Saturday. So we'll be back on. So thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and we'll talk to you again soon. And let's go ahead and find a song here to close out with. And how about this one? We'll be back probably tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
My mother's hair moved, my father dare touch it and take leave, may have a kiss. Yes, the breeze made me.